Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and salvation. O come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy. The Almighty and Merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all our sins, grace for true repentance, and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise for the versicles.
O Lord, open my lips.
Our lesson is recorded in the 98th Psalm, the first verse. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. Please be seated. The Christian church sings the gospel. Mary sang the Magnificat. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones. Very much an echo of this 98th Psalm. He has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. And so too we have sung in the Venite, Psalm 95. The Christian church sings. It sings a new song in the joy of the resurrection. It sings the gospel itself, as we do in our Matins service from beginning to end. We sing the atoning work of Christ on the cross, and we sing his victory over sin and death and the power of the devil. Our singing in the liturgy is not only praise, but it is proclamation of what our God has done for us in gaining the victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. The right hand of God, his holy arm, is his Son. Through him, the victory has been won. He has triumphed over Satan for us. As St. Paul writes, he disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. That points, of course, to our Lord's descent into hell, not to suffer separation from God in our place, that he had already done, but to show his victory over Satan and all the powers of evil. He is the right hand, the right arm of the Lord God, who holds all power. After the Israelites had been delivered from their evil bondage at the hand of Pharaoh in Egypt, Moses sings a new song. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And St. Paul also sings this gospel and this victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so to the psalmist. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. Thanks be to God. And now we continue to sing the proclamation in the words of the Te Deum. Let us rise.
Thank you.
family of Violet Cato, the grandmother of John Moody, who passed away this week, for Chris Logging, the mother of Professor John Logging, who is in intensive care with kidney failure, and a prayer of thanksgiving for Sabrina Sharmer, recent reports of cancer having come back clear. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, by the invitation and mediation of your Son, we come before you on behalf of the Moody family as they mourn the loss of your servant Violet. Be with them in their grief and comfort them with the hope of the resurrection. We also ask that your hand of healing would rest upon your child, Chris Logging, according to your will. Preserve her in the knowledge of Christ. Grant wisdom and ability to her physicians. Give strength and confidence to her family that you will work all things for the good of those who love you. With grateful hearts, we thank you for the recent positive diagnosis for your child, Sabrina. Through your word and sacraments, continue to strengthen her by your grace unto eternal life. Teach all of us to number our days in the light of your gracious promises in Christ, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In his name we pray. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, having safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doing, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now